We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, December 6, 2019. We get producer Dan and the weekly wrap up. We find out what everybody's going to be doing this weekend, and whew, Kennedy and Annie, they got to slow down, man. This weekend is going to be pretty lit for them. Kennedy was on television last night singing with Matt Nathanson. Oh, and it's Friday, so new music in the Judgment Zone. So it happened last night down at the Common where they lit the big Christmas tree with the city of Boston. The mayor was there. It was a big party. It was a big celebration. Dolly Parton showed up unexpectedly.
Yeah. Who knew? Not me.
That was the second biggest surprise that happened. So Matt Nathanson, who was here yesterday. If I could walk on water, oh, you can walk on water, Matt. Tell you what's next. Make you believe. Make you forget. So come on, get high. Right? Just hits you in this place, doesn't it, Kennedy?
It is a dead sexy song.
So Matt Nathanson came by yesterday. Did some Christmas songs for us. Just having a great time. And Kennedy was just so good when she sang with Matt doing the harmonizing that he invited Kennedy to sing with her.
Yeah.
At the tree lighting.
Yep.
And so Kennedy went down there, and I have some of that audio. But right before they walked out on stage to sing, what did you say to Matt?
Well, I just was like, you know, do you have words for the people?
Any words for the people, Matt?
Any words?
Any words?
Like Santa on his sleigh. Tonight we're going to make sweet love to the audience.
That doesn't sound right. I don't think Santa does that.
That is the most Matt Nathanson thing ever to be said.
I love him so much.
All right, so here's the audio. It's a little bit hard to hear. I recorded this off of my television. My wife and I were just jumping up and down, screaming, watching you perform on TV last night.
Oh, my God. I was watching it in my living room, too.
It was so good.
In the very first shot, because she was right next to Matt, they were kind of close up on him, but you could see half of her
Yeah,
face.
I could see her hair.
And I was like, oh, my God, that's half Kennedy's face.
Pan out. Pan out. I'm screaming at the camera guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Lexington's own Matt Nathanson.
By the way, that is our sister station there, 106.7, Magic 106.7. That is Sue Tabb. She works on the morning show.
Yeah, the whole show was there. It was pretty
yeah,
cool.
Sue and David O'Leary, they actually partially hosted that. So them, that's making the announcement for Matt to come
Ladies
out.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Lexington's own Matt Nathanson.
Right there it is. Did you hear it? Did you guys hear that? That was Kennedy giggling. I heard that laugh, and I immediately knew she was nearby. Listen again.
Yep, there it is.
There was stuff going on. His guitar wasn't working, and he was like, well, you know what? Blanket. Here we go.
We're going to do it.
Show goes on, Kennedy.
Let's go.
That's showbiz, baby.
Were you nervous at all?
No. It was just such a fun spirit. Like, I got there at about 6 and stayed in the trailer with him and Aaron, who's the guitar player.
Right.
And then the other people who sang back up with me just started to filter in. They're all his friends from Boston.
I love that so much.
Yeah. The girl I stood next to is a singer in a band, and she was like wailing at the end there.
She went off.
Amazing.
She got a big part in the
Her
song.
Her name is Nikki, and she was amazing.
She also had a piercing that looked painful, like one of those right through the nose. I was like, oh, Merry Christmas. That looked like it would hurt. All right, listen, wow. Here we go. This is Kennedy. I'm just saying, that looked like it would hurt to me. That wouldn't hurt.
It's not germane to the story.
I just saw it on TV. I'm just reacting to what I saw, Kennedy.
Baby, please come home.
Snow's coming down. I gotta hear Kennedy there, can't you?
There she is.
Yeah. Kennedy, you sang backup for a multi-platinum selling artist.
I know. It was really awesome. And I made some new friends, too. And
you're just such a boss.
I sat in a rock star trailer for like an hour and a half.
You were on Channel 5. That's crazy.
Completely missing Dolly Parton, but it's fine.
I just, I can't believe you didn't know she was there till this morning.
Nobody
that is the
knew.
Most Kennedy thing I've ever
until
in
this
my
morning.
Life.
I got a text from somebody actually last night that was like, did you see Dolly? And I'm like, are you high?
Yeah.
Like,
about Dolly.
I literally had no idea what they were talking about.
Kennedy, so what'd you guys do after? Like after you performed?
Oh, the after parties are big damn for rock stars.
Let me tell you what happened as soon as we got done singing.
Yes.
Back into the trailer.
Oh, okay. Here we go. It's going to get good.
Eggnog is flowing.
Yes. Grab my purse.
Okay. That's
where the drugs are.
Run, right? Do not walk to the gate. Wait for the motorcycle cops to have to get out and three gigantic, amazing police officers from Boston block your way as you get out and you run to Park Station before anyone else can get on the red line and you are home in 15 minutes.
What?
That's what you do, kids.
Wait, what?
That's how you do it.
You did what? You went home?
Did you,
you didn't hang out with Matt? Right.
No, I'd been hanging out with him for an hour and a half. His family and friends were there. It's fine.
Yeah, but that was the before. There's
That's
the,
fine.
There's the after.
I would have been such a lingerer. I'd have been like, so Matt, what are we doing now? We're going back to your bus. We're having beers. What's up?
I'd still be sitting there, actually.
why
is nobody here? Where'd he go? Be in the hotel lobby, Dan, right? Where's the hotel lobby after party?
He'd have been like, okay, so it's getting late.
No, he kind of struck me as like that. So, No, I would never. I would never. But it was such an awesome experience. Really, it certainly was. You know, WCBB does an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just great.
Mariah Carey who?
Yeah, please. Kennedy's the queen of Christmas now.
I just sang Christmas 12 times on stage. What did you do today?
I don't have Mariah Carey on my DVR. I have you, though.
That's my favorite part. I heard that. I was like, oh, my God, she's close to a mic. I was worried you weren't going to be near a microphone. Carson, they were just going to have you out there.
You have to save all your Instagram stories that you did last night.
Yes.
Of you and Lana screaming at the television and find a way to get them up so everyone
we
may
were just
see.
Losing our minds. The three of us were just sitting there watching it. Going,
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, well, that is awesome. Congratulations,
really,
Kennedy.
It was so much fun.
That was wonderful. That was wonderful. Kennedy on stage with Matt Nathanson last night. And as I understand it now, she will be headlining that show next year.
Yep.
They have fired Matt Nathanson. Sorry, dude. You got outshone or shined
Always
or whatever.
Singing Christmas 12 times all by myself.
That's
I'll
right.
have the shaker in the back.
Are you going to have a rider to come into the show now that you're famous?
Probably. I'll also need a driver.
Well, that's fast.
Well, that's just normal.
So good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's a heck of a week on the show, Kennedy.
Lots going on.
A heck of a week on the show. So we had my mother-in-law, Mimi, who almost took off her foot with a knife at Thanksgiving. We have producer Dan's dog, who ate a television.
It's fine.
And then a little Elf on the Shelf drama. It is time for the weekly wrap-up.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston. Spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Boom, 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 boom. What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
Hey, producer Dan.
Boy, Danny B, getting litter than a Christmas tree. But
okay.
You may know me as the North Shore Shakespeare.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps Tiny Tupac.
Oh, yes, that one. I know that one.
Little Stegosaurus or Thugs Bunny. Or maybe the most flavorful cracker since Ritz came out, Kennedy.
Bop, bop.
DJ, drop that wrap up. It's the weekly wrap. I'm back up on the scene with a dream, but I'm broke of the McDonald's ice cream machine. We had a week, I should get to it. Thanksgiving was a struggle just to get through it. Not everything's as nice as it looks. My girl Mimi took a knife to the foot. Did a life go kaput? Nah, she a soldier. Poor Mimi though, her dancing days are over. Did Lana hold her, console her like she wishes? She said, Ma, don't be bleeding on my side dishes. Honestly, the sight kinda shocked her. She called in Carson, yeah, cause he's a doctor. Walked in, what's the problem? What y'all messing in? He looked down, got queasy 3 seconds in. Oof, I ain't checking that again. So we called his buddy and he's queasier than him. All they're doing here is waste time. So what they do, call a nurse on FaceTime. And once he stopped fainting, Carson's by her foot like, yeah, it's all right, ain't it? Thanksgiving didn't get ruined. They bandaged her up, then kept it moving. Lesson learned, that's it if you're listening. Next time, Mimi's cooking in some Timberlands. Ever have a pet that act like a jerk? My dog Bo ate something, and now my homework full of energy. I love it when he sees me. Not so much when it's directed at the TV. Leave him alone. He gets rambunctious, gets the flat screen, was just looking kind of scrumptious. It takes a lot for these grown man winces. Did I mention it was 75 inches? Walked in the door, and he was standing on it. Bro, you better have a hookup at Panasonic. If not, well, knowing you was Ben Nice. Listen, Rover, you're tap dancing on thin ice. Now to the pound, he ain't on his way back. But let's be clear, Papa Breslin don't play that. Here's something I ain't say on the track yet. Bear itself on the shelf and came back yet. Carson doesn't know what to do. Beg your pardon? Barry's about to put his face on a milk carton. I ain't starting. I'll tell you what my hunch is. Ziggy's in the North Pole doing elf crunches. Getting fit for the season is my reason. You know that elf coming back. Just keep believing. That's a tough situation to be stuck with. Barrett wrote a letter to Santa like, yo, what's up, Chris? My elf ain't back yet. Quit playing. Hopefully it's just intensive elf training. Ziggy, you'll be back. Fill out your wish list, cause you're still gonna have a nice Christmas. You know how things can be. He might have got lost. You know, I don't know if they have a Waze app in the North Pole. There was a big snowstorm. He might have got stuck trying to get here. He might be in Key West getting his tan on. He knows you're normally good. He's probably not in a rush. But all you kids out there, you better be good, cause elves are out here snitching. I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Can't believe Ziggy has a six pack. That's crazy.
Elf crunches. Mimi and Timberlands.
Producer Dan in the weekly wrap up every Friday at about this time. And if you do ever miss it, we put it in the podcast. You can get that at the iTunes podcasting app. Be sure to like and subscribe and comment. Leave us your reviews also on the radio.com app.
Click on the link.
What?
Click on the link.
Huh?
I'm being one of those Instagram people.
Links below.
Click on the link. They point down and go, click on the link.
All right.
One more
okay,
time.
Okay,
click
Boomer.
On the link.
Okay, Boomer.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It is New Music Friday. It's something that we call the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
We have new Christmas music from Taylor Swift, but I'm not going to play that yet for you. Okay. First, I want to play you Niall Horan.
Yes.
We got a lot of 1D music. You remember the song Slow Hands from him,
of
right?
Of course.
That was a jam.
He's so a lovely kid.
He's
absolutely
a super nice guy. He's been here before, right?
Absolutely.
He caused hysteria in the building here.
People climbing fences.
Girls were climbing fences trying to break into our building here at Mix 104.1 to meet that delightful gentleman. So this is new music from Niall. It's called Put a Little Love on Me, Kennedy.
Darling, put a little love on me. Put a little love on me. When the lights come up and there's no shadows dancing, I look around as my heart is collapsing. Cause you're the only one I need.
Whew.
That's good.
People's got the pipe.
People.
I love that, man.
Love that.
Yesterday, I was driving in my car, and this song came on one of the stations I have, and I'm waiting for a stoplight so I could Shazam it. And I didn't know. I thought it was an old song I hadn't heard before.
Right.
Here for it.
Put a little love on me.
It's original, but it's instantly familiar, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
It has an older vibe to it.
Yeah. Like, honestly, it kind of reminds me of like a Beatles, like an old Paul McCartney or something. So good. All right. Like I said, all about One Direction this morning.
It's a little One Direction off.
Yes.
Give it to me.
Harry Styles, right? You like Harry Styles from 1D?
I love Harry.
This was his song, Sign of the Times. Remember this one, Kennedy?
Yes.
This was like an epic ballad. Go ahead. Sing it, Annie. Sing it away.
No.
Just stop you crying, it's a sign of the times.
Another one that has like a Beatles vibe to it, right? That song?
That's Bowie right there. Buddy.
Is it? A little Bowie? Okay, okay. So this is Harry Styles' new song. It's called Adore You.
And he just died a little.
Got a little Weekend vibe to it.
It's like Bruno Mars and Charlie Puth had a baby and just gave it to me.
And gave it to you.
Yeah.
And Bruno Mars was a stork.
All right. So, man, Niall Horan and Harry Styles both hitting it out of the park.
The Wendy Broys bought it today, huh?
Yes. Love pretty it. Good. Pretty good. Kennedy, do you recognize this voice?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, that's Adam Lambert. Of course, spending a little time as the lead singer for Queen.
A little bit of time. I feel like it's been many years.
Right.
Yes.
Well, the fans seem to love him, but he's got a new song all by himself, Kennedy. This one is called Believe from Adam Lambert. Do you believe in life after love? Yes, it is a cover of Cher's classic. I can feel something inside me say, I really back in my day, Annie, when that song came out, I can remember my boss and I getting into a fight. He's like, this song is garbage. I was like, are you kidding me? This song is amazing. How does he get that high in his register?
He's just so talented.
It's perfect. It's like watching water. Do you know what it means? Yes. Listening to water, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, but my favorite thing about when Cher did that song is she was belting it out.
Right.
And he kind of had it soft.
And seriously auto-tuned. Do you believe in life after love? He's just pure.
I wanted to sing me a lullaby.
Right? I can feel something inside me
say, I really don't think. If you'd have told me it was a woman singing it, I would have believed you. I never would have guessed that was Adam Lambert.
He's so talented.
All right, before we get to the Taylor Swift Christmas song, I have one other new song for you, Kennedy. Camila Cabello, who's apparently releasing songs every other day. This one is called This Love. This love, calling
my name. Get out of my face. Meghan Trainor called. If you
need literally. Justice,
then just and walk said, away. Thanks, though.
She makes my stomach hurt. I'm not kidding.
You guys are hard on Camila.
That's a Shawn Mendes thing, man.
Like, I was wondering, we were being too nice today, so.
All right.
I'm rubbing her head.
I have really gone through her music and read her lyrics. The lyrics are beautiful. Her voice is so god-awful that I really can't listen to her music. I'm sorry. Wow. I know I can't sing, and I'm not saying I can, but I'm not a famous singer. She's so bad.
You do use your voice for a living, though.
It is so bad.
To you, in your humble opinion.
That's what this judgment zone is.
It is.
Did you also not like it, Kennedy?
I'm just not a big fan of her voice either. And like I said, Meghan Trainor called, and she wants her song back.
It kind of has a little bit to me of like an Alessia Cara vibe.
But bad.
Ouch. Okay.
Alessia's voice is better.
Yeah. Well, Alessia Carr is a fantastic singer. All right, guys, are you here for it? Are you ready for it?
Ready.
You Swifties. Woo-hoo. The song from Taylor Swift is called Christmas Tree Farm. So she posted something that said it's true. She was raised on a Christmas tree farm.
She posted
farm.
A video, and it's adorable.
It's so cute.
I haven't seen the video.
It's home videos of her when she was wee.
So
awesome.
Was she really raised on a Christmas tree farm, or was this just being funny?
No,
she really was.
All right, here it is. Brand new from Taylor Swift, Christmas Tree Farm.
I want to hate it so bad, and I can't.
Me too.
I hate the name of the song though. Christmas Tree Farm.
Yeah, but it's personal to her. That's the best thing about it.
I love that. I love that it's about the Christmas Tree Farm. I just think Christmas Tree Farm is a terrible name for the song.
No, because I think it distinguishes from the rest of the garbage Christmas music that's out there. The video really did it for me. If I didn't see the video, then I would hate it. But
something a little more subtle in the name.
No.
You know, it didn't have to be so.
She's not subtle at all. There's nothing subtle about Taylor Swift. Be there too.
Yeah, I do like the song though. All right, so that is new from Taylor Swift, some Christmas music called Christmas Tree Farm. So we had Niall Horan in there, Harry Styles, Adam Lambert, and Camila Cabello. What was your favorite, Kennedy?
I like that Niall.
Yeah, the Niall was good, right?
Harry's a close second.
Harry Styles, yeah. Baby.
I like Niall and Harry too.
Yeah. Oh, that's the wrong one. I want to hear this. Honey. Yeah. I think that's my favorite one. From the 603, the video is Heart, 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 Love. Yup, 40-year-old Swifty.
No shame.
Hashtag no shame. I'm so happy about Adam. Who better to make a cover than Adam? And yes, Annie, it is wretched. She's the female Bono.
Hey.
I am about to jump through the text machine and
okay.
Take somebody out.
That is not my words. That is not my words. I am not having the 55-year-old community come for me. That is not my words.
55.
55.
Ouch.
51.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Yeah, we are. We are still here.
Yeah.
We're ready for you on Sunday.
Chill.
You Kansas City Chiefers.
Oh.
Wow, high solid burn, dude. I mean,
it's going to take a while to recover from that one.
Really
you Kansas Cityers. Kansas City coming to town on Sunday, 4:25 game at Gillette Stadium. Weather looks pretty nice, Kennedy.
Yeah, and you can give toys beforehand and get home in time.
Mm, yes, that is true. That is true. We are collecting at Burlington Mall on Sunday, 12 until 2. I want to play you some really creepy audio. In regards to the football game, Kennedy.
I don't think it's creepy. I think it's showing nature and nurture in conjunction with one another.
This is proving that cloning is happening in real life.
Oh, for crying out loud.
This is serious. This is crazy. This is not Bill Belichick, all right? Take a listen to this audio. This is his son, Steve Belichick, and he was asked about growing up with Bill and what it was like being around the house, being around football. Did he have any fond memories, right? Like a warm, fuzzy moment. Do you remember a warm, funny, fuzzy moment?
What a dumb question to ask of a man.
I really remember that.
Is it? Why?
This man. Because you know there weren't any.
We're on to questions about my mother.
Yeah, right?
Can we talk about her?
This is crazy. This is his son, and I swear to you, you are not going to be able to tell the difference between Bill Belichick and his cloned, scientifically, son, Steve.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about how it correlates. It's just
that is his son. That is not Bill.
I understand.
Let it ride a little.
Let the audio play.
Let it
breathe. That is crazy. That is. Listen to this again.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about how it correlates. It's just trying to do my thing, and I think that that's what's best, so that's what we're trying to do.
Do you have a memory of your first football chore, or one of your first football chores that he asked you to do?
Yeah, I got a couple memories of those.
And you want to share?
Any good?
Yeah, those are...
In this clip, Dan Roach from WBZ, he does like all the sports. He's like... Do you want to share them? He's like trying to egg him on, like just being like, hey, buddy, it's okay. And he's like, yeah, no.
What do they think they're going to get out of the man?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. Maybe human emotion.
Apple tree.
That's just.
Imagine the fights between Bill and Steve in their house when he was a teenager. Son, go to your room. I don't want to go to my room, Dad. I'm not going to.
You can't grounded?
You can't tell me what to do. Mind your mom.
Grounded again.
And you want to share?
Good?
This house is a prison.
You don't know me.
But I like prisons, so it's okay.
Those are between me and him.
When did you first start watching film?
It's the three phases of being a son. There's the going to the prom. He's getting grounded.
I'm telling you, this was just how he was
and
raised.
And mom.
That's the voice he heard growing up.
I hope he coaches like Dad. We'll be all right.
Those are between me and him.
When did you first start watching film?
Like I said, football is my thing.
when did you start? I started watching film when I was 6 months old. Dad had me in the garage.
I had no choice.
I was in the crib. I was there with a Sharpie.
You know, Tiger Woods, same thing.
He put headphones of old New York Giant game on my mom's stomach when she was pregnant.
This is unbelievable.
Between me and him.
When did you first start watching film?
Like I said, football is my thing.
That's amazing.
You're playing potatoes, you get potatoes. Somebody text that in.
I remember watching Primetime with Chris Berman back when I lived in Cleveland, and I don't think I know what I was doing, but I was trying.
I just want to be like, open your mouth.
Chris Berman.
Like this.
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Oh my gosh. That...
Let him be, man. Let him be.
I hope he takes over as coach when Bill retires. I mean, let's keep a Belichick tree going.
I hope scientists study this because this is like
fascinating.
We'll get Tom Brady Jr.'s quarterback. We're doing it all over again.
Gronk, have some babies.
Prime time with
20
Chris
more
Berman
years.
In Cleveland. I think I know what I was doing, but I was trying.
We're on to the next dynasty.
Well, that is Steve Belichick. That is Bill Belichick's son. That is just incredible. Go watch the video, too, because
it's unbelievable.
It really does. It just looks like it's a computer animation
it's
of
crazy.
Bill Belichick.
With a mullet.
With a mullet. That is
so
exactly
good.
Right.
It's so good.
I have a mullet because I like to party.
Business in the front, party in the back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.